Listening Test 5, Part 1. Cambridge English First Certificate in English, Listening. Test 5. I'm going to give you instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking on the radio about a new airport terminal.
This new terminal has many outstanding features, but in a sense is not that different from an old-style factory. Not on account of its dimensions, it's actually built on a larger scale than anything designed for manufacturing that I've ever seen, but in the way every square metre of it plays a part in ensuring that the paying customers move smoothly from stage to stage until finally they become the product. Security checked individuals carrying hand luggage ready to board an aircraft. Very few object to this process, and there would seem to be no logical reason to change it. This new terminal has many outstanding features, but in a sense is not that different from an old-style factory. Not on account of its dimensions, it's actually built on a larger scale than anything designed for manufacturing that I've ever seen, but in the way every square metre of it plays a part in ensuring that the paying customers move smoothly from stage to stage until finally they become the product. Security checked individuals carrying hand luggage ready to board an aircraft. Very few object to this process, and there would seem to be no logical reason to change it.
2. You hear a man being interviewed for a job.
So, would you say your relationship with the manager in your last company was rather difficult?
Yes, though in spite of that, I would have stayed if the management had shown they valued me. But with all the hard work I was doing, I didn't feel I was receiving what I deserved.
In what way?
Well, even with bonuses, my income simply wasn't enough to live on, especially in the capital.
Are you sure you want to stay here?
Oh, yes. I'd miss big city life too much if I moved away.
So, would you say your relationship with the manager in your last company was rather difficult?
Yes. Though in spite of that, I would have stayed if the management had shown they valued me. But with all the hard work I was doing, I didn't feel I was receiving what I deserved.
In what way?
Well, even with bonuses, my income simply wasn't enough to live on, especially in the capital.
Are you sure you want to stay here?
Oh, yes. I'd miss big city life too much if I moved away.
3. You hear a woman talking about a city she enjoys visiting.
I go there most summers, when the sun is shining and the restaurants are full of visitors enjoying the wonderful local dishes they serve. Eating out is certainly something I've always looked forward to when planning a trip there, but even so, the real highlights are still the ancient city walls and the magnificent medieval castle. I love being there during the carnival, although with so many tourists in town, the atmosphere has changed, and the local people are perhaps a little less willing to talk to strangers than they used to be, unfortunately. I go there most summers, when the sun is shining and the restaurants are full of visitors enjoying the wonderful local dishes they serve. Eating out is certainly something I've always looked forward to when planning a trip there. But even so, the real highlights are still the ancient city walls and the magnificent medieval castle. I love being there during the carnival, although with so many tourists in town, the atmosphere has changed, and the local people are perhaps a little less willing to talk to strangers than they used to be, unfortunately.
4. You hear a man and a woman talking about a hotel they have recently stayed at.
Compared to other places we've stayed at, the food wasn't too bad, was it?
Well, I've had better at the cafe round the corner from home, which isn't saying much. And at least the cafe's easy to get to. You don't have to climb a steep hill and then go up a flight of stairs to reception.
But the view from our room out across the bay was marvellous, wasn't it?
It was hardly worth all that walking, though I suppose as a place to stay we got our money's worth.
And it was a budget hotel after all. Compared to other places we've stayed at, the food wasn't too bad, was it?
Well, I've had better at the cafe round the corner from home, which isn't saying much. And at least the cafe's easy to get to. You don't have to climb a steep hill and then go up a flight of stairs to reception.
But the view from our room out across the bay was marvellous, wasn't it?
It was hardly worth all that walking, though I suppose as a place to stay we got our money's worth.
And it was a budget hotel after all.
5. You hear a woman talking about buying a clock on the internet.
As soon as I saw it on the website, I knew it was exactly what I wanted, even though it wasn't what you'd call a bargain. So I clicked on Buy It Now and was about to pay by debit card when I noticed that having it sent from abroad added a lot to the total, which hadn't been clear in the item description. But I went ahead anyway, and I'm glad I did, because when I unwrapped it 5 days later, I could see that if it hadn't been so carefully packed in such a large box, it would probably have got broken. As soon as I saw it on the website, I knew it was exactly what I wanted, even though it wasn't what you'd call a bargain. So I clicked on Buy It Now and was about to pay by debit card when I noticed that having it sent from abroad added a lot to the total, which hadn't been clear in the item description. But I went ahead anyway, and I'm glad I did, because when I unwrapped it 5 days later, I could see that if it hadn't been so carefully packed in such a large box, it would probably have got broken.
6. You hear a bus driver talking about his job.
From spring until early autumn, I really enjoy being one of the first people up and about in the morning, though in the darker months it can get me down. I suppose it's the same for everyone, including passengers, but chatting with them always cheers me up, and I hope I have the same effect on them. Of course, in a big city like this, there are terrible traffic jams in the morning, and you can see car drivers looking at their watches and getting really stressed out. But they can't use bus lanes, which makes life a lot easier for people like me during rush hours. From spring until early autumn, I really enjoy being one of the first people up and about in the morning, though in the darker months it can get me down. I suppose it's the same for everyone, including passengers, but chatting with them always cheers me up, and I hope I have the same effect on them. Of course, in a big city like this, there are terrible traffic jams in the morning, and you can see car drivers looking at their watches and getting really stressed out. But they can't use bus lanes, which makes life a lot easier for people like me during rush hours.
7. You hear a man talking on the radio about his early life.
Everybody, I suppose, has mixed feelings about their school days. Some have extremely negative memories, especially of certain teachers, though fortunately I'm not one of them. In fact, if they remember me at all, they probably recall me as a boy who could have achieved far more if he'd made more of an effort. And I'm now mature enough to recognise that they were right. I sometimes wonder how the others in my class are doing these days, though unfortunately I long ago lost touch with them. Everybody, I suppose, has mixed feelings about their school days. Some have extremely negative memories, especially of certain teachers, though fortunately I'm not one of them. In fact, if they remember me at all, they probably recall me as a boy who could have achieved far more if he'd made more of an effort. And I'm now mature enough to recognise that they were right. I sometimes wonder how the others in my class are doing these days, though unfortunately I long ago lost touch with them.
8. You hear a man telling a woman about an art gallery he has visited.
I've just been to that little art gallery on Market Street.
I didn't know there was one there.
Neither did I until yesterday, even though I've walked past the building every day for years. Simon mentioned there was an exhibition of Italian art on and gave me the address, so I went along.
And how was it?
Well, it's such a small place. I was expecting it to be packed, but in fact it wasn't. There were some interesting paintings and sculptures too, though it was a rather limited collection. Still, they say their next exhibition will be more extensive. And if it is, I might go there again. I've just been to that little art gallery on Market Street.
I didn't know there was one there.
Neither did I until yesterday, even though I've walked past the building every day for years. Simon mentioned there was an exhibition of Italian art on and gave me the address, so I went along.
And how was it?
Well, it's such a small place. I was expecting it to be packed, but in fact it wasn't. There were some interesting paintings and sculptures too, though it was a rather limited collection. Still, they say their next exhibition will be more extensive. And if it is, I might go there again.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.